You've probably heard the term LMI, Lenders Mortgage Insurance. What is it? What's behind it? Is it necessary? Is there a way not to have to pay it? Well, let's find out. Andrew Myram from Intuitive Finance is here to explain what it's all about. Lenders Mortgage Insurance, is it a curse or is it a benefit?
Oh, Kevin, it's not a curse at all. It's a requirement for many borrowers to just get into the market in the modern day. When we're talking about housing affordability, it's probably not a housing affordability crisis that we've been in. It's actually the ability for people to save that deposit to get in. So what is LMI or Lenders Mortgage Insurance, as you said? It's basically the difference. In Australia, all our lenders want you to have 20% deposit and plus cover your stamp duties and costs and things like that. So on a standard $500,000 purchase, you should have $100,000 plus your stamp duties and costs. So you might have to have $125,000 to $130,000 to get in. Now, as it's becoming dearer to live and everything like that, and we've had a pretty low amount of wages growth, that's getting harder and harder to do to save that deposit. So you can then lend up to 90 and 95% to buy your home, and it just requires an insurance there, which actually protects the lender should you ever default down the track. It's not an insurance that protects you. I think it's about the only insurance you pay in the world that protects someone else.
Yeah,
it's there to cover the buffer.
Well, on that point, I guess that's probably one of the biggest gripes. How do they get away with that? Why aren't the banks having to meet that themselves?
Well, I guess the banks can easily say, they could just say no. In reality, the reason they want that 20% margin there is for, they know as well that the markets go up and down at different times, and if forever a reason that they might have to force sale a property, they want a margin in there that they know then they're going to be able to recoup their funds. The one thing we know about our Australian banks is they don't lose money. So that's why they don't do it. And the mortgage insurers are a separate arm to the lenders.
Okay, so what is the cost of it?
Well, that depends. So there's a whole range of factors there. It will depend on the loan amount and how high. So there's certain tiers up to 300,000, over 750,000. There's a whole range of different tiers. So the more exposed you are, just from a dollar perspective, the more expensive it will be. If you're only putting in a 5% deposit, so the risk is higher, so the bank's giving you a 95% loan, you know, they're more at risk because there's less margin there. So you will pay more for LMI on that situation. If you're putting in 15% deposit and your loan's at 85%, then you'll find that your mortgage insurance will be a lot lower. So there's not an actual cost that I can quote you, Kevin, because there's a whole lot of specifics in terms of your actual loan-to-value ratio, the loan amount, and then there's some analysis around the client as well that happens.
Of course, if you want to avoid it altogether, you just have to cough up a 20% deposit. Has that 20% barrier ever moved? Was it ever less or more?
No, not in my time, Kevin, and I've been lending for around about 30 years, so it's always been around that 20%. I guess, like I said, it covers the lenders for those margins when property may, you know, go up and go down. It would be naive to think that properties don't fluctuate like shares and other things in the market. There are cycles. So it's just there to give them a comfort or a buffer.
Yeah, I do know that with some other types of borrowing, like for instance in a super fund, sometimes you're required to come up with an even bigger deposit. Is that also geared to LMI, or is that just because it's a super scheme?
No, in super you wouldn't be able to get lenders mortgage insurance because that's actually governed by the CIS Act and the superannuation. So they're very stringent in their rules on superannuation.
Okay, LMI, there it is, all explained for you. Necessary evil, but probably a good one. So, you know, it does protect you in the long run, but it also protects the bank. Andrew Myrams, thank you very much for your time. Andrew Myrams, of course, from Intuitive Finance. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.